Iran ceasefire detonated as NATO summit exposes deep alliance rifts. The preliminary U.S.-Iran ceasefire is over. President Trump declared it finished at NATO's summit in Ankara, the alliance's first gathering in Turkey in decades, as reports emerged that American and Iranian forces had already exchanged strikes through the night. The escalation outpaced even the most pessimistic analyst forecasts from 2 weeks prior. Trump's conduct at the summit unsettled allies on multiple fronts. He singled out Spain for trade punishment over what he characterized as insufficient defense commitments, a move that reads partly as geopolitical retaliation against Prime Minister Sanchez, one of the more vocal European critics of Trump's Iran policy. The alliance held together its communique language, but private conversations among European foreign ministers were reportedly tense. The sharpest scrutiny falls on CNN reporting that U.S. commanders proceeded with a strike on a location that turned out to be a school, overriding intelligence warnings that had flagged civilian risk. The pattern raises immediate questions about current rules of engagement governing U.S. military action in Iran, and whether Congress retains meaningful visibility into those rules as the war powers clock runs. The summit also produced a striking transatlantic divide over Ukraine. Finland's President Alexander Stubb told reporters that Ukraine has already won the war, a framing echoed by Sweden's prime minister, both arguing Russia has been degraded beyond strategic recovery and that any settlement should reflect Ukrainian gains. Trump, by contrast, said the war would be settled soon. Language that historically signals his preference for a deal both sides can declare victory, potentially a very different end state than what European leaders are describing. The Energy Information Administration's projection that global oil output will recover to pre-war levels by year-end already looks strained following the ceasefire's collapse. Iranian crude represents a meaningful share of global supply when sanctions are not fully enforced, and markets are clearly skeptical of the EIA's timeline.